Hello.
Hello, this is Asia returning your call back from customer support. May I please have your zip code?
76903.
May I please have your first and last name?
Wesley C.
Give me just a moment while I try to locate an account with your name on it. I've charged your phone number and also your zip code and nothing has pulled up. How may I help you today?
Well, the credit card is Wesley Fee's. That's actually my husband. So yeah, I called. So that's why you've got my cell number and it's not pulling up because I guess that's not attached to his account, to this joint account. It's his cell phone. But I have a question about a charge on the bill.
How may I help you today?
Yeah, can you give me any information on a charge to your company on my credit card bill?
I am a customer service agent at a call center that serves over 300 companies, so I will have to try to locate an account for you. May I please have the last four digits of the card number that was charged?
1910.
And what was his last name?
Thee, and that's spelled T-H-E-E.
One moment. I have West here, West B, and for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
Yes, ma'am. 5107 Lawndale Drive, San Angelo, Texas, 76903.
Okay, so I do see where our tactical bag was purchased. Which charges are you calling in about today?
It was on April 27th for $56.95.
Okay, so once the tactical bag was purchased, in those terms and conditions, and they do have to be agreed to at the day of purchase, it does state all of our customers have 48 hours to call in to get the account canceled out. If we do not receive that call, then you're charged at $56.95 for our $125 gift card from the Factory Direct store, and that is each month until you call in to get it canceled.
Okay, so the $56.95 is not for the tactical bag. It's for the service fee. What?
For a $125 gift card from the Factory Direct store.
Okay. So for the $125 gift card, there's a fee of $56.95 monthly until we call and cancel that?
That is correct.
Oh, my gosh. Can I cancel that?
I'm sorry.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'll be more than happy to get the account canceled out for you today. This will prevent any future charges effective immediately. Give me just a moment. One moment, I'm almost finished.
Okay.
Okay, I do have the cancellation number available for you. Just let me know when you're ready for that number.
Okay, I'm ready.
The number is 259-19. I'm sorry, it's 259-919-495. That number again is 259-919-495. And is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
Yes, ma'am. Just one more question. Is this the first $56.95 charge that's been made?
Okay, the first payment for our services that you made after those 48 hours were $67.32. If we attempt to charge you again and the charge does not go through, then we'll charge you a lower amount so you're able to keep your membership. So then we charge you that $56.95. So you were charged $67.32 on the 27th of March, and then you were charged $56.95 on the 27th of April.
Okay.
And the first payment was $574 on the 24th, I'm sorry, the 24th of March. Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry. This is just taking, I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time understanding this. So on March 27th, there was a charge of $67.32.
Okay, so the day of purchase, it was done on the 24th. You paid $5.74 at the day of purchase. At the 48 hours, if we do not receive a call, then you're charged that $67.32, which was charged to the account on the 27th of March. That is for the gift card, the $125 gift card.
Okay.
And then if we still do not receive a call within 30 days, we charged you again on the 27th of April, $56.95 for that $125 gift card as well. And each month after that, you would have been charged those amounts until you call in to get it canceled.
Okay. All right. I got it. I think I got it now. Okay. Well, thank you so much. Appreciate your help.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great one.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.